With a $30,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Nelson County, Virginia set out to study the market for hard cider. Tommy Bruguer was especially interested. He and his brother have about 25,000 apple trees on 100 acres of land.
This is a land grant farm since 1752, and we can document we've had apples on the farm since around 1832. My brother and I here are seventh generation.
Dickey Brothers Orchard already sells wine saps and Albemarle Pippins to a couple of neighboring cideries, and Bruguer says they may add some new varieties.
Things like Graham's Golden, Arkansas Black, and Black Twigs.
But they'll have to get an early start if, in fact, the cider market is going to grow.
We can get an apple in 3 years, but it's closer to five before they're into a good production. An apple tree is a long-term investment.
So Nelson County surveyed Virginia growers, and 16 of them met in early March to discuss their findings with a professor of horticulture at Virginia Tech. This fall, the county will issue a feasibility study expected to show that demand is strong enough to support three times as many cideries in Nelson and Albemarle counties over the next 10 years. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.